chatting with Andrew Henderson after today's home game defeat to Toulouse, 20 points to 14. The scoreboard says 6 points, but I felt it was a bit further than that.
Oh, yeah, look, I think, yeah, the scoreline probably flatters us a little bit, if I'm honest. I just felt it was always going to be a tough assignment today. Let's not kid ourselves. Toulouse are they're a physical side. You know, they've got a big back five. They've got a big pack that move fast, a powerful, and they're still, like I said, they're last year's grand finalists for a reason. They're a good side, you know. They're still operating like a Super League club full time. And I think, you know, I think you could see that physicality a little bit in the first half. I thought there was plenty of effort from our boys. I'm never going to question their effort. Well, I did probably the last game, but this week, no. I thought they really tried to come out and manage that as best they could. But I just felt we didn't play with smarts today. Mm. I felt we lacked a little bit of composure at times, lacked that bit of patience. And then again, yeah, just didn't have enough to unlock a very good Toulouse side.
Yeah, and again, you know, if we're critical, you know, they've scored three tries in first half, and I think a couple of them were off last players, yeah. and two of them were off pretty much the same move, that inside ball, and we just seemed to stand and almost watch. You know, you could see it coming, and frustrating.
Yeah, it's a defensive error, mate. You know, the A defender's gone out and created that space. He just needs to go forward, and it was the same player that was culpable for it, which was disappointing. But it was a defensive error within the team. But again, last play, you can't switch off, I guess. Against good teams, because they're smart, they get you know. So, but you're right, two last play tries conceded. Obviously, the kick play early in the game, it's Armitage is a one-on-one with Brownie there. It's 50-50. He goes up, he out jumps Brownie. You know, that happens. I mean, we could have maybe had a bit more urgency to get around the ball with some of our boys getting back there to get around Brownie a bit, maybe. But ultimately, it's a good kick. It's isolated Brown. It's a one-on-one. Armitage on Brown. Armitage wins it. That's you can cop that to a degree. But the last, the other two tries was disappointing, because the last tackle plays, we've defended the set well, and we've just had our A defender going out, which creates space back on the inside, and they exploit that. So we couldn't quite move quick enough from Marker to tie it up, you know, to cover that defensive error either. So it was disappointing to concede those two. And then I just feel like, yeah, obviously they get reduced to 12 men, but then obviously get reduced to 11. And I just felt we still lacked a bit of energy or a bit of spark. We just didn't seem to have that, you know, about us today at times. And I just felt, with the ball, for me, just especially in the first half particularly, I thought we were a little bit better in the second half with being a bit more direct. Yeah. And I thought we had some joy when we were playing direct, but I thought first half maybe a little bit lateral and just got caught with that final execution or that final pass, not being quite on, and we maybe forcing it or trying to make it happen. And again, that comes back to having that bit of patience, you know. Yeah, yeah. And against good teams, like, you're not going to go out there and put 40 on them. You've got to stay in the grind, stay in the fight, and then you've got to wait for the right moment and then strike. And I just felt probably today, to sum it up, is we just lacked a little bit of patience and composure with the ball, a little bit clunky at times there. And I thought there was some good defensive effort at times, but like I said, there was a couple of defensive plays that really let us down today. Yeah.
I know we've used clunky before, and today it's almost like we've got all the gears there, but they're just not connecting, you know. And there's just, you know, you said a spark, and I sort of go with that. We just need something to fire us, and almost like it's, you know, when we're one behind or two behind, I just think if we get next one, we're going to light up, and we just don't sort of get to that point. Yeah. If you see what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I get it, mate. But the thing for me, I'm not going to. There's no panic stations here for me. We're in round two, you know. We've had, yeah, effectively two different sort of teams put out there in the first two games, and again, different spine players and whatnot. So I know we haven't got that, what do you call it, fluidity within the team at the moment. My whole plan was originally to use the cup games, you know, the first three to get that opportunity to have a look at everybody, get some game time, then use the other two to really sort of fine-tune the team and build it up for round one. And ultimately it was a totally different team for round one, and then it's a totally different team again for round two. So, you know, that's not an excuse, by the way, you know what I mean, but I'm just saying that, you know, I'm not I'm not hitting the panic alarm button yet, because I just know it's round two and we're not quite where we need to be at the moment. Yeah. We've got to be honest. We've got to own that. We've got a bit of work to do, no doubt about it. And we need to get it right pretty soon.
And the reality is, you know, we're going to go into round three with a totally different team again in reality.
Exactly. Well, you're right.
But, I know we've got a couple coming back, and one of them, I think we've massed him, is Tomo. And I think we've missed his leadership and that bit of, you know, that ruggedness and that getting your nose through all.
100%. I agree, mate. I think, we missed him today. You know, he's that one that would have got us going forward, going direct. And, I do. You know, Will Dagger at the back as well gives you a different threat and different dynamic. We're definitely missing some of those key people. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, okay. Right, we'll leave it at that, I think so. And we'll see you next week. Thanks, Andrew.
Cheers, mate.